feel safe. But sometimes our own insecurities and fears can make safety, well, seem like a pipe dream. So, how can we feel safe? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again, as today we take another look at low self-esteem from a different perspective. We all need to feel safe and secure. That's why we have locks on our front doors. The same's true emotionally. After oxygen, water, and food, safety is pretty high up there on our list of basic needs. The problem is that so many people end up with a low sense of self-esteem, mostly because of the hurts of the past, that they live in a sense of fear and dread that really doesn't make any sense in the cold, hard light of day. In other words, because of the way we see ourselves, it's possible to be afraid when actually we're really quite safe. Sure, it doesn't make sense, but it's a driving reality for so many people. Maybe you know someone like that. So what does fear look like? Well, let me give you an example. You're in a pressure situation at work. Someone lets off some steam in a meeting and some of it, well, it's directed at you. And it sets off a chain of feelings inside. Maybe they don't like me. Or maybe I'm not good enough. Oh, maybe my job's under threat. So you work longer and harder and you have this sense of fear and guilt. When all along, the person who blew off the steam had an argument with their spouse last night. Not much sleep, and they got a headache this morning, and they're just plain grumpy. You see, sometimes we look at circumstances that appear threatening, and if we don't have a good sense of who we are, if we're not comfortable and safe in who we are, then someone else's weaknesses and someone else's mistake and someone else's bad behaviour ends up ruining our day. Not just our day, it can end up ruining our life. A person who has low self-esteem constantly struggles with this sort of problem because someone who doesn't have a good sense of who they are inside, someone who's not really comfortable with who they are and who they aren't, someone who doesn't feel safe inside, well, you need good, positive external influences to prop you up inside. And the reality is that not every day is full of good, positive external influences, is it? It's not in my life, and I'm sure it's not in yours either. And if we don't have that sense of well-being, that sense of comfort with who we are, we can't enjoy our lives. We can't coexist with other people who some days are going to be grumpy, who some days are going to have a headache, who some days are not going to be very nice to us, not for any other reason than they have a problem in their life. Some people seem to have a naturally high sense of self-esteem. Maybe they had really encouraging parents, they went to a good school, they had good friends around them, they've had great family, and there's something in their makeup that just makes them confident. But to tell you the truth, for almost every person, it only seems that way. I mean, I'm someone that most people would put in that camp. Externally, for all of my life, I have appeared to be someone with high self-esteem, because on the outside, I'm a very confident person. I speak comfortably, I communicate comfortably, but I have to tell you the truth. That 10 years ago, before I became a Christian, deep inside, I had a nagging sense of inadequacy. No one would ever have guessed that I had this deep need for complete, unconditional love and acceptance. And so I used to be known as a toe cutter. I used to be a really tough businessman. It was my way of coping with that deep need inside to protect myself. I hated it when other people did well. I hated it when other people got praise and I wasn't in the limelight. Until that need is met, that need for complete unconditional love and acceptance, 24/7, we will feel fear. We will suffer to some degree from low self-esteem. The other day, we talked about the whole issue that as other people reflect back to us their opinions of us, we can often get a distorted sense of our value and our abilities. And as Paul wrote, he said, as we look at God, he said, turn away from looking at what other people think about you. Just stop for a minute and look at what God thinks of you. With our faces uncovered and we see God's glory as though it's being reflected in a mirror, we're actually being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to the next. It comes from God. It's like a gift from his Holy Spirit. He's saying, look, listen, hear God's version for a minute. You know, we wander around with masks on. We protect ourselves. He says, come to God with your faces uncovered and just look at him and listen to him and let that change you in your heart. And instead of going from one disaster to the next, instead of going from one interaction with someone where we feel affronted and hurt and disappointed to the next one, he said, stop that. Get out of that cycle. Look at God. Let his glory shine on you. It's like looking in a mirror. And that'll change us into the same image, like God, from one degree of glory to the next. Well, what's glory? Last September, my football team won the grand final for the season. And at the end of the game, you know, there are 100,000 people there and they're all cheering and they're holding the cup and they're all jubilant. That's glory. After a whole season of football, these guys, these 18 guys, won the grand final. Now, next season, when they start playing again, they're going to win some games and they're going to lose some games. Just because they won the grand final this year doesn't mean they're not going to lose some along the way next year. But as they go into each match, they're going to be different. They're going to be changed. They're going to have a sense of confidence that comes from the glory of winning the grand final. Now, take that up a million levels, right? Take that up and look at God, the God who created the universe, the God who sent his son Jesus to die for us, the God who made you and me. And he says, I want you to be changed little bit by little bit and experience my glory and experience my strength and experience my victory. So whether you win or lose today, whether it's up or down, whether it's good or bad, you'll still have a sense of worth because you're made in my image. Because I want to change you from one degree of glory to the next, every day growing in me, every day growing a relationship with me. The Apostle Peter puts it like this in his first letter, chapter 4, verses 15 to 18. God abides or dwells in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we've known and we believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in his love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love's been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so we are in the world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear is about punishment, and whoever fears hasn't received perfect love. Okay, abide is an old-fashioned word, but I left it there because I love it. Abide has this sense of dwelling with someone forever. You know, if God abides in us, that is a faithful, I will never leave you kind of relationship. And what Peter's saying in here is God is love. God's taken away all need for fear because there's this perfect love. God will never judge us because we believe in Jesus. And if we believe in him, he abides in us and we abide in him. It's a permanent, eternal, beautiful, intimate relationship. There's no fear. Yet perfect love casts out all fear. God created the whole universe. It's a huge stage for you and me to discover that love, to discover that glory, to encounter the love of Jesus that casts out all fear. If you're someone who is struggling with your sense of self-worth, and you know it's ruining your life and ruining your relationships, I so encourage you to meet this Jesus. He will meet us wherever we are, and we can taste and experience perfect love. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.